Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Ronnie Marks, it is a crazy day of news in Israel, so I reckon we need to get to it. But just before I get accused of being rude, or you will, how are you today?
I'm always good when I speak to you. So let's make that the blanket response to all times that you have limited time but have to ask if I'm okay.
So let's jump in, because, Ro, there really is a lot. A very hugely significant escalation in the relations between Israel and Iran. A drone attack on a ship, casualties. I mean, what is Israel going to do?
Well, that is the big question. What is Israel going to do? So just to recap, on Friday there was an alleged attack by Iranian drones on the Mercer Street. This is an Israeli-owned merchant ship just off the coast of Oman. And two nationals were killed on board the ship, one British, one Romanian. Now, we have heard from the UK, the US, Israel, and now Romania as well, all blaming Iran for this. And we also know that today the foreign ministry, or the foreign office of the UK, summoned the Iranian ambassador over the attack. Minister Cleverly, who is the Minister of State for Middle East and North Africa, said that Iran must immediately cease actions that risk international peace and security, and reinforce that vessels must be allowed to navigate freely in accordance with international law. Now, the UK, Israel, and the US are weighing what kind of response they are going to take against Iran. We don't have any word yet if Romania will follow, will join them. Boris Johnson just moments ago has excoriated Iran. In fact, he said that they need to cease what he calls outrageous, deadly actions and a flouting of international law, and that Iran should face up to what they are responsible for. Now, the Iranians are denying it, of course. They are saying that it is the Zionists. They're saying it is a Zionist ploy. Our prime minister has said absolutely not. We have the intelligence that absolutely confirms that this was Iranian in its actions, in its intentions. And our IDF chief of staff has met with his British counterparts to look at ways to respond, ways that we are going to deal with this. But yes, this has been a blatant flouting of international law. This was not a military vessel. This was a merchant ship. And now we have nationals from two countries dead.
And this against the background, Rolene, of news sources reporting that the Iranians seem to be further away from rejoining the nuclear talks than ever before.
Well, this looks like it. This looks like they have been stalling and playing for time, and that it looks more unlikely now than ever that they will enter any kind of negotiations as far as the nuclear deal is concerned.
Ro, can we talk Sheikh Jarrah? Because it was, after all, the cause of the recent conflagration between Israel and Hamas. The court was due to rule on the matter. It's imminent, isn't it?
Well, they have pushed what they are seeing as a compromise. And the compromise is that the residents would have protected status. They will not be eligible for eviction. These are the four families that are saying that they're going to be forcefully removed. The property owners, who have been generational owners, this is Nachalat Shimon, say, well, no, we are asking for rent, which they refuse to pay. There's dispute about the area that it's in. It's East Jerusalem. Was that area Jordanian? Was it Israeli? Apparently, these four homes have belonged to Jews for generations, for decades, and the Palestinian families have lived in the homes for several decades. Now, what the Supreme Court, which is very, very just, very, very fair, has tried to find a compromise. They say they will allow the families to continue living in their homes for at least another 20 years, but they are asking them to pay some kind of rent to the trusts that own the property, and they've owned the land since before the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948. Now, the representatives for the trust says he opposes the proposal and calls for the Palestinians to recognize Jewish ownership over the homes. If they do that, they will accept a rental agreement. The Palestinians have said they'll agree to the proposal, but they will not recognize Jewish ownership over them. So it's a detail that needs to be negotiated, needs to be ironed out. What I do find quite astounding is that now we have a new tactic on social media where these families are saying, no, 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 the verdict was handed to them in Hebrew, a language that they do not understand, which is absolute nonsense, because they're managing to tweet out in English, which is not one of the official languages in Israel, of which Arabic and Israel are. So it's really yet another attempt to try and push some kind of agenda through, the Supreme Court being very, very, very fair, looking for a compromise. At the end of the day, this is still a land dispute, and it needs to be sorted out. And the Supreme Court not wanting to create a situation, because it is a very, very, very explosive situation, and protecting the right of the Palestinians living there to not be evicted.
And then also a very important development, you have a budget. It was passed by the Knesset, was it not?
Isn't this extraordinary? Has it been passed by the Knesset yet? It's been passed by the Cabinet. They voted. This is after 3 years, and of course what must have been a very, very heated round of debates last night. But we have a budget that will bring apparently really profound changes to the Israeli economy and society. The aim of this is to lower the cost of living. Our Prime Minister saying finally, after 3 years of stagnation, Israel can get to work. However, the big test is, can this pass in the Knesset on the 4th of November? It has to pass. If it doesn't pass, then we go to another situation of elections and the government is dissolved. Yair Lapid saying that his instinct is that this will be passed, but of course we do have a disruptor in the opposition who will not want to see this pass. He will want to see another election scenario.
But, Mr. Netanyahu, I imagine you're
Mr.
talking about.
Mr. Netanyahu, yes, but this does increase budgets towards the weaker section of society, namely the Arab section, the Haredi sector, the health sector will get an increase in budget. Of course, the defense sector will get an increase in their budget. And they're looking at ways to reduce the bureaucracy. So they're really trying to make sweeping changes across the board in ways that will best benefit Israeli society. So everybody, let's hope it passes.
Ro, can we talk about this remarkable young man, Artem Dolgopiat?
We better be speaking about Artem Dolgopiat bringing us our second ever gold medal at the Olympics. You should have been in Israel yesterday. There was not a dry eye in the country, across the country, as our phenomenal Artem took the gold for artistic gymnastics. We are having the best Olympics we've ever had, Simon. So far, we have 3 medals, 2 bronzes, and a gold. We can't forget our incredible team Israel judo team bringing home the bronze tomorrow. If we beat the Dominican Republic, we could be in good stead to bring home another bronze in baseball. But yesterday really belonged to Artem Dolgopiat, just 24 years old, very, very, very modest guy. He said he already has his sights set on Paris, but really, really modest. But to have our flag raised, to have Hatikva sung, was just an incredible moment. But there was another moment that I want to single out as being truly extraordinary. That was the judoka between Roz Hirschko and her Saudi opponent, the Saudi opponent ignoring immense pressure to face off on the tatami, which I know now is what you call a judo match. Don't I sound impressive, Simon? I think that I do. And the Israeli Raz defeated her, but the two of them walked over, shook hands like absolute ladies and mensches, hugged each other, and that was a win. That, to me, was absolutely symbolic of what the Olympics are all about.
And that, Rolene, takes us to 5:30 with a carryover story for tomorrow. As always, thank you so very much.
We'll speak tomorrow.